Now I'm joined in studio by Sergeant Mark Ward and by John Innes, who are here to talk about Ironman and mainly about traffic and also just one or two new things, John.
Yeah, I suppose on the route, we have the swim released. The official swim route was released last Friday week. It's exciting. I was here before with Barry and I wasn't allowed to say anything about it because we were still working hard on getting it right. But it's a swim that we've done many times and we love it. It's an iconic swim. And basically what it means is that the athletes who are racing here on the weekend of Ironman will swim from Front Strand. They'll begin their swim at Front Strand. They'll swim, I suppose, westwards towards the Quality Hotel before they'll turn at a set point depending on the distance they're going to cover. When they turn around and they swim back past where they started in underneath the lighthouse and come ashore at Green Hole on the beach, where they'll be pretty much right next door to where transition is, where their bikes will be ready for them to go back out. So from an athlete point of view, it's spectacular. From I suppose spectator point of view, it's spectacular, and it means that spectators who get front row seats out there on the day will see the swimmers passing underneath them and then see the cyclists heading out, the same people who've just completed their swim, you'll see them heading out on their bike route.
So like prime space will be anywhere out by the lighthouse up
it
along
that
hill.
It will be anywhere on Lighthouse Hill, Mulgoggan's Corner. You'll see everything.
That would be absolutely fabulous. Now, can that change, John, depending on weather on the day, etc., etc., etc.?
Yeah, I suppose one of the things that caught us, obviously, the last time, Declan, was the weather. And I suppose hindsight is a great thing, you know. And when we did the analysis after the event the last time, something in my head was if we could move transition into town, it would give us options that we could swim at the beach or swim in town. So what we've managed to do is we've managed to come up with a plan B swim. If the weather is off, we actually have a plan B and a plan C swim that take place pretty much in the harbour instead of on the beach. So we're not unique, but we're definitely up there with the ones that are when it comes to a venue that can offer an alternative. A lot of venues would be swim or no swim, but now we're in a position where we're swim or swim B or swim C if the weather is anything like what it was the last time.
Oh no, let's not go there. Let's not go there. I mean, you couldn't be that unlucky. Now, Mark, what about traffic on the day and that sort of stuff?
Traffic on the day, and I suppose we'll start with Thursday. The first road closures are going to come into place on Thursday evening when the finish line is going to be set up down close enough to the fire station. And so the back street will be closed from tea time or thereabouts on Thursday until Monday morning when it reopens when the finish line has been taken down. That's the first thing. The second thing is that from 9 o'clock in the morning, you won't be able to access town from the west. That there'll be a closure put in place at the top of Lighthouse Hill, and that will effectively close off the Lighthouse Hill and the main street as well. So that's for Thursday and Friday. That's to facilitate not only registration but also to facilitate the Iron Kids event, which is taking place on Friday evening.
And will the Iron Kids go around town as well?
Yeah, we looked at that recently again. We reviewed it a little bit and we've tweaked it a little bit. So basically, they'll start somewhere around Market Square. They'll run laps of the town down around the Grotto, that direction rather than up around Greens Quay. And that allows then for traffic to still flow at the northern end of town for much longer. So it reduces the requirement for road closures.
Yeah.
We were trying to maximise access for traffic over the weekend, and that was one of the things we thought might work.
Okay. And Mark, so, any other sort of go on, sorry I interrupted
so
you.
So traffic, traffic will be able to access up as far as Brown Street from when the road closure goes in place on Thursday evening. Brown Street will be available to people. So if people have shopping and stuff to do on the Friday, they can get their shopping done, even though we would advise that locals would get their shopping, etc., done as early in the week as possible so that we have as little cars in town as possible over the course of the weekend.
Okay. Now, let's go to the half on Saturday.
Yep.
What's that involve?
The swim will begin at 6 o'clock in the morning, so the athletes will be in transition from about 4:30. So they'll come in, they'll assemble, they'll park their cars at the designated car parking. I think Mark can talk to you a bit more about that. They'll make their way into transition, they'll set up their bikes, they'll set up their nutrition on the bikes and so on. They'll put their wetsuits on and then they'll walk to the swim start at Front Strand. They'll swim the route that we talked about. They'll turn around roughly around mid Front Strand and turn back in, come in at Green Hole. On their bikes, then they head off out. They do one lap of what everybody pretty much knows as the bike course at the moment. So they're heading off out Ballymacoda, Cloyne, over onto Whitewell Cross, up to Middleton. They go underneath the N25 at Middleton, up to Dungourney, up past Leahy's Farm, Morley's Cross, back down into Yoyle, coming into Quarry Road. They'll come down the main street, up onto Ash Street, over across then onto Windmill Hill, up Windmill Hill. At Windmill Hill at the top, they'll turn right, go into Ardrat Park, where they'll rack their bike, change into their running gear. They'll run down the Golf Links Road. They'll turn back into town, and then they'll complete two laps of a circuit that we've laid out inside in town, which makes up their half marathon.
Oh, so Ardrath is their...
is their transition to their T2, we call
T2.
It, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's very
good. What that does is it opens up the transition in Green Park for the bikes coming into Rack for the Sunday race.
So it's not bad enough that they have to get up at 4:30 in the morning, you said, and be on site at about 4:30 in the morning. You then want to bring them up Windmill Hill at the end of all that as well. You really are cruel, John, I have to say, you know.
That's harsh on somebody living on it.
I don't often walk up it, I have to say. Now, park and ride, Mark.
Yes, two things, I suppose. The athletes themselves will have the luxury of parking at the beach car parks when they come in. So that's the first thing. But spectators will be parked out at the start of the bypass, I suppose, coming in from the western side. And they'll be bussed from there into, they'll be bussed in as far as the back of Clancy's, and that'll be the, they'll be left there, and the bus obviously will go back out and collect their next few.
Okay, and that's the only park and ride out
and
there?
That is the only park and ride that's out
How
there.
How many cars would that sort of be able to take care of?
I think there's an estimate of 2,000 to 2,500 cars.
Oh, is there? Right. Yeah. And then is there enough parking for the athletes in the car park in town?
I'm satisfied that there is.
Right.
That there is
a lot of
given,
them travel.
Given the numbers of people who are staying in town to start with, that we hope would walk to the swim start, because there's little point getting into a car and frustrating yourself with traffic that
Absolutely.
Early morning.
Absolutely.
And given that you have two car parks at Front Strand, you have the Pitch and Putt Club one, you have the Aura one, you have Day Castle. We also have a couple of ones, Tides car park there in the front of the Greyhound track. So there's a number of places where we can put athletes, and we're happy that we have enough parking for them.
Now, is there any sort of are the public going to be informed of all this, or is this it?
Yeah, I suppose I've been asked a few times actually, because I suppose people are wondering why the last time we had a number of meetings leading up, and now we've had none so far this year. A lot of it has been down to the fact that, number one, everybody knows what's coming this time. They didn't know the last time. They had no idea what was coming the last time or what to expect. So we didn't feel there was the urgency. But the other side of it was, we've only just finished working out the traffic arrangements and the bus arrangements and so on. So we're now in a position where we're ready to go to the public with that stuff. The plan is, it's early to confirm yet, but we'll hopefully confirm either tonight or tomorrow that we're hoping for a public meeting next Wednesday evening. And there might be another one again before the event. We're looking at town hall. We're talking to the council about that, because they have an input into that as well. To address the businesses and so on and so forth, and explain, we'll put the whole plan, race, traffic, everything on the screen, and there'll be questions and answers. We'll probably record that as well and put it somewhere on Facebook or whatever, where people who miss it can get onto it afterwards.
Okay.
And the phone number that was the hotline, as we call it, that was set up the last time, that's being set up at the moment. So there's a leaflet drop to go out in the next week and a half. The road closure notices will be ready to go out this weekend. So over the next 2 weeks, there'll be very, very much a sense that a lot is happening and that it's all really starting to come together.
Oh, yeah, so it's a great buzz at the moment, isn't there? There's this sort of feeling that it's coming nearer.
I suppose if you looked at town in the last 2 weekends, it was very obvious that there was a lot of triathletes around.
Oh, yeah, I went for a cycle.
I've noticed even a lot of cycling clubs have been down just to try out the bike route. It's been very busy.
I went for a cycle this morning on my e-bike, I have to say, now, so I'm not, you know, but the amount of people that passed me on, I went over towards Ballycotton, the amount of people that passed me was amazing. And they all, I was going on nice and quietly, had some music, just listening in the on the, set up a little speaker on the bike, and I was happy out. They were going zoom, 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 zoom past me. Now, Mark, can we just go over the closures again, just
yes.
for...
The closures, we'd say the major, any other place that John has mentioned, they are road closures. So for the half, for instance, the road closure will come into place early in the morning. And we'll say, this will come out in the plan, but the cyclists will be through Middleton by 10:30. They will then head up on the northern side of the road. They'll be back in town here by I think it's by 12 o'clock. Yeah. Is that right? Yeah. They'll be back in town by 12 o'clock. So the whole cycle route will be open by 12 o'clock. Now, the town will be closed for most of Saturday. What we call the flat of the town, the main street, the main street, the back street, down as far as the NCT Centre or thereabouts is going to be closed, and there won't be any access from that side. What we will say to residents of the town or people who are visiting the town, that they will be expected to come into town and leave town through Clashadonna, which is the one up by the Pubble School, which is that entrance, and that'll be their entrance. They can get to their houses, etc., from there. And that's the one that we'll be asking people in the town to use.
And for somebody, any of us like who have, we're probably just better off not to use our car at all that weekend.
We would be delighted if people would use their feet wherever it is they're going. If you think about it, if you sit into your car and you're over in Cork Hill and you sit into your car because you want to go to Front Strand, you're going to have to go to get parking there. Do you know, you're going to be in traffic because there will be so many people coming to town. You'll be sitting in traffic, you'll be getting frustrated with yourself. You'd have walked down Cork Hill and up the main street, you'd have sampled the atmosphere while you're coming into town, and you'd be up there in at least the same amount of time, if not a little bit less.
Yeah, absolutely. Obviously, of course, the emergency services will be catered for.
Absolutely, as always.
And do you have much for emergency services yourselves? Do you have much medical backup on the day or anything like that, John?
The event has a huge medical support team. Like, we would have doctors, nurses, advanced paramedics, paramedics on site for the event. Again, like, if somebody takes ill in the swim, we have a plan in place to get them landed, get them treated, and get them on the road to Cork, which is the primary centre. And like that, they're available, and they're strategically placed around the course. And during the course of the bike route, we've two ambulances out on the course. We've ambulances here in town ready to be dispatched out onto the course, and that's all managed through race control, which will be central down here in the heart of town. And everything that's happening goes through race control. So the event itself, the actual each segment, the swim, bike, run, and the transitions go through there. You will have a presence from the Gardaí in there. You will have a presence from the medical team in there. You will have presence from Road Authority in there. Everybody's in there. And the phone number that we're publishing on the leaflets, and that will go viral, I suppose, in town over the next week. If you are somewhere and you need to be somewhere and you need to get on a road, ring that number, because whoever has that phone is in race control. If you need to be moved, we've had situations on events in Dublin. It was the one comes to mind there, where a woman who was pregnant went into labour in the middle of a race during a road closure. We were able to get a motorcycle to them and get her car brought out onto the course, through the course, and safely to hospital in plenty of time. So ring the number is the moral of the story. If you do need to be somewhere, if you need to get up and go to work, I would say get up early and go to work. Or again, you know, talk to us beforehand. We'll try and accommodate everybody as best we can.
And if people have things planned, I know that there was something planned in one of the outside places there recently, and they've been able to change it around Ironman. But if there's something is planned, then they need to be conversing with Ironman, so that something can be put in place for them.
Okay. Now, last question to you both: are you able to sleep at the moment?
No, not without any great problem. No.
John. Same as that at the moment. I suppose you could say in the last week or two, now things are ramping up. You know, you can see the momentum is gathering, with there's 30, 40 emails an hour coming in now with this, that, and the other and stuff that needs to be done. So it is getting busy, but we enjoy it too, you know, enjoy the challenge. Keeps the brain busy.
That's good, yeah. And there is a buzz. And as I say, there is a buzz about the place at the moment. The amount of people around, the amount of people. You also see people standing at the bottom of Windmill Hill and they in their cycling gear, and they're just looking up at it, and you think, oh, God. Anyway.
Windmill Hill this time is going to be epic. If it was epic the last time, it has nothing on what it's going to be this time. Ironman are putting in a deliberate attempt to make it even bigger and better than what it was. You're going to have King and Queen of the Mountain on there. So whoever's the fastest just cycling up Windmill Hill. There's prizes there specifically for that, and we've no doubt that the town will come out and do what they did the last time, hopefully with sunshine this time.
Yes, hopefully. And it was a brilliant venue the last time. Just standing on the hill alone was
I think with a swim underneath Yall Lighthouse and the cycle up Windmill Hill, I think we're giving them everything that Yall has to offer, and I think they're really going to appreciate it.
Absolutely. No, lovely to have the two of you, and I'm hoping that we'll have you in maybe the week before or something like that, and we'll talk again.
Even if you wanted to do it on a weekly basis, even if we want to do it over the phone, we're quite happy to come in and even take a few questions if anybody has questions.
Okay, that's lovely. Look, Sergeant Mark Ward and John Innes, thank you very, very much for joining us.